Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the New York City area, everyone. Nice to have all of you tuned in with us as this program is transmitted to nearly 500 weekly stations across the USA. And as we get ready for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation, well, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
And as any savvy traveler knows, things can certainly happen when you travel that we don't necessarily see coming or forecasted. For those of you who think it's just for canceled flights, that's not the case at all. In today's world, travel insurance is really important for a successful trip. Don't take chances or put your investment or well-being at risk. TravelGuard.com/Carrie is affordable, and they have a lot of different protection and packages for you.
Folks, Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there. Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie. You'll also find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, getting there is half the fun, and that's certainly true in some cases when you travel. Once you're there, though, enjoying yourself is something important to all of us, whether it's travel for leisure or for business. Our guest for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation is Mark Wang. He's the CEO of Hilton Grand Vacations. Since he's waiting for us on that show hotline, off to their Orlando headquarters we go right now.
Well, we've been looking forward to today's conversation. Mark, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you, and thank you guys for having me.
Well, really appreciate your time this morning, for sure. So, listen, you know, as you likely know, Hilton and their 18 brands partnered with us earlier this year. They're now our exclusive hotel and resorts company. It was about 5 or 6 years ago now that Hilton Grand Vacations was spun off from Hilton. I know they still have a large stake in the company, but just like them, you're a publicly traded company, and the growth you've experienced in recent years, it's impressive, Mark, both in new properties opened and acquisitions. Mary and I regularly travel with the show around the world, and around the USA, certainly, as part of our big Let's Go America tour. Back in October, we spent 16 days on Oahu, the Big Island, and Maui. And with what you already have there in Hawaii and what's coming, it's clear Hilton Grand Vacations, it's going to be a dominant operator in our 50th state with, you know, all of the units there. So talk with us about your Hawaiian operations and investments.
Yeah, no, sure. Well, you know, my path to Hilton Grand Vacations actually began in Hawaii. I moved to Hawaii back in 1984, and I joined Hilton Grand Vacations. I was recruited by them back in 99, so I'm 23 years now in the business with Hilton Grand Vacations, and started up their business in Hawaii, and we opened our first property in 2000, the Lagoon Tower, which is in the campus of the Hilton Hawaiian Village, which is a 22-acre property that has over 3,000 rooms. It's really an all, you know, inclusive type resort, a little different than what you see in Waikiki because just sure. The scale and size of it, you know, our organic growth in Hawaii has now brought us to a point where we now have 12 properties in Hawaii, and we have properties in Oahu, the Big Island, Maui, and now the island of Kauai. So, We've got a lot of coverage over there. Love Hawaii. Spent, you know, 26 years there. My son was born, raised, and still lives there. He went to school on the mainland, and the day after he got out, he headed right back, and and I met my wife there. So
it's as special for you as I love that. And you are right. We saw the properties both on the Big Island right there in Waikoloa, also in Oahu, and in Maui, the Maui Bay villas that are going on.
That really illustrates the growth and demand in Hawaii. And I just, before I get into my question, I do want to talk about benefits. I want to throw out for our listeners that you just celebrated a wonderful grand opening in New York City, our home city, the Central at 5th and brand new property. But I want to talk about benefits. In addition, Mark, to last year's acquisition of Diamond Resorts, which certainly expanded your portfolio options for owners, that's exciting. I'd love for you, since we have you here today, to share some of the top benefits or reasons that you see for folks to own a timeshare, especially in the luxury segment that comprises many of your offerings.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd say first and foremost, our mission is about providing great vacation experiences for our members, and we have over 500,000 members now. And if you look at, you know, the quality of the product you mentioned, we really play in that upper upscale to luxury space. When you look at just the quality of what we've been developing over the years and the openings that across our portfolio, we've got a collection of really nice properties, And probably the biggest differentiator between, you know, our product and what you'll find on the hotel side is, mm-hmm. is most of our units are one or two bedroom villa or condo style units, highly appointed with, you know, kitchens and a living parlor, washer and dryer. So a lot of great conveniences and great for families and multi-generational travel. So I start off with saying really great product. We have extremely high quality assurance scores. The properties have been really maintained and then beyond that, it's really about the other experiences that we provide and got great amenities on the properties. And with the acquisition of Diamond Resorts, we've developed a experiential platform called Ultimate Access, which provides really great benefits beyond your stay at the properties. We do private concerts for our members. We do chef's tables for our members. We have a number of really great ambassadors that we work with, and these events are really exclusive to our members. So that's another benefit of being a Hilton Grand Vacation member.
On top of that, you
have a lot of flexibility. And timeshare, I think a lot of people associate timeshare with a fixed unit, fixed time. Well, our program is much different than that. It's very flexible. And what I mean by that, if you become a member, typically you buy into a home resort. So we were talking about Hawaii. And for those that like to go to Hawaii, maybe every year, but maybe not every year, but one exchange and have flexibility. We have 154 properties that our members can navigate and use and exchange their time at their home resort. And we do that through a point system. And that point system gives them a lot of flexibility. And if you don't have to stay 1 week, you can go 2 days to Vegas. Mm. You can go 5 days to Orlando. Mm-hmm. You can go. You got a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, I think. And by the way, I just want to add to that because one of the better kept secrets in travel, if somebody's listening right now, it's the ability to stay at a timeshare when you travel without having to actually own them. What I mean by that, a number of times over the years when I've taken our team to trade events or expos on the business side of what we do, and maybe the convention hotels are heavily booked. I'm thinking specifically where you are right now in Orlando, also in Las Vegas, the Alara property that's out there. Since Hilton Grand Vacations has so many locations that we've stayed at a number of them.
Quite a few.
You can rent units nightly. They're generally competitively priced and get access to it. So does this help you also grow the purchase side of your business, Mark?
It does. And I mean, the more people that are exposed to our product, the better it is for us. We get a number of people who stay at our properties on a rental basis that end up becoming members of ours. And additionally, the rental piece is really important because another benefit, to your question, Mary, around additional benefits is you can take your points, your Hilton Grand Vacation points, and you can convert those into Hilton Honor points. And you can stay at one of more than 6,500 Hilton properties across the world. Now, when a member takes their points and converts them to Hilton Honors, they give us their inventory back, and we end up renting that on Hilton.com. And that's how we compensate Hilton for those honor stays. So there's a lot of flexibility. So beyond the 154 properties, really, you've got access to across the whole world through the entire Hilton network.
Well, Mark, listen, you know what? Christmas is coming. If people are interested, HiltonGrandVacations.com.
nice gift.
Can check that out. I think HGV.com.
A gift to yourself.
This goes by very quickly on the show. But now that you've been on the show with us, please don't be a stranger. We look forward to reconnecting again sometime soon. There's a lot more that we can get into, and we do want to do that with you. So we really thank you for your time today, and hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend and the holidays.
Well, thank you, and happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you. Very informative, Mark. Thank you.
Super. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, we had a lot more we could have gotten to with Mark. We'll have to have him back, Mary.
Absolutely. Although that was pretty informative there.
Yeah, all the information. And they are. They're just a terrific way to travel, yeah. As he just said, whether you're a couple, whether you're a family, multi-generational, so many different things that they offer. Right now, we need to step aside for some important sponsor messages, listener emails, a Niagara Falls visit, checking in with TSA, show friend Kurt, the cyber guy Knutson, and much more is still to come today. But this is a good time for you to go vote in the two latest travel polls waiting for you on the homepage of our website, rmworldtravel.com. But next, Rudy's going to talk cold weather camping. Well, there's a transition for you. We thank you for spending 120 minutes with us today. There are still 90 minutes to go in the show. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.